Melnick in the Afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.
It's their f***ing town, but tonight we got our fans with
yeah!
They spent their own dough to get here, and they came here to see us.
Yeah!
All right, let's show them what we got, guys.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Get out there in the ice and let them know you're there. Get that f***. And stick in his side. Let him know you're there.
Yeah.
Get that lumber in his teeth. Now let him know you're there.
Here comes Gao Chen. That drop pass. Semin right circle. Snap shot. Glove save by Fleury. And they score. That was knocked out of the air. It looked like the referee initially said no goal, but then he pointed to the net. So Galchenyuk and Semin combining on the game's first goal, 1-0 Montreal. Markov drifting, looking for Eller, who was coming into the slot. He didn't make contact with the puck. Line pass, Subban, Markov, Eller scores! Lars Eller at the back door on the power play, and it's 2-1 Montreal.
La deuxième étoile, Lars Eller! Et la première étoile, Alex Galchenyuk!
Hear the reaction when they get the salute.
I think it was awesome. It was a great crowd. It was really, really fun. You know, it was a very good experience for us.
Guys, we all know how to play hockey. Just play it smart.
That's right.
Get up there and stick them. F*** them, Christ, pop them.
Come on. Sure, let's go.
Come on.
Hockey insider Pierre McGuire, brought to you by the Old Orchard Pub. Five locations, with a sixth now open in Chattahoochee, and by Dagwood Sandwiches and Salads.
Tonight in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, last night in Quebec City, Pierre McGuire on site in Johnstown on Melnick in the Afternoon on TSN 690. Mitch Melnick, Rod Francis, Mitch Gallo. How you doing, Pierre?
I'm doing fantastic. This is bringing it back. This is great. I was with Jeff Carlson, or Jeff Manson, as you like to call him, from the movie this morning. The Tampa Bay Lightning played along unbelievably with the Hanson brothers, which I thought was fantastic this morning. You'll get to see that on television tonight if you're watching the game. They've done a fantastic job, the Craig, Mike and Dan, Mike the son, Dan the father, redoing the whole rink here compared to when I was last year in 1997 coaching against Nick Fatiu, believe it or not. This has been fun. I've been here, you know, for almost 24 hours. It's been great being here. Really good.
Yeah, and the Hanson brothers, from what I read this morning, they may still be in the lobby. They've been signing since, what, 4 o'clock?
Oh, these guys are amazing. They've put the time in, and they've been out with the fans just trying to walk, believe it or not, and they've had torrential rains here all day, Mitch, just trying to walk from the hotel to the rink. It's about a block and a half to 2 blocks. Jammed with people. It's like a carnival atmosphere. I can't believe all the people that are here, but all the people staying out in the rain dealing with it. And it's really a passionate hockey city. It really is. You know, obviously economically they've struggled and they're trying to find their way, but man, oh man, the passion for the sport is fantastic.
So which member of the Penguins and or Lightning is most likely to play with a pair of brass knuckles under their glove tonight?
Well, I have to think Tommy Sestito is going to have to rough it up a little bit for the Penguins. He looks like he's in the lineup, and that's going to be really his calling card if he's going to play for the Penguins this year. In terms of Tampa, they're just a football team on ice. Anyway, there's some big guys in that team. A lot of their regulars are playing. The Penguins don't have a lot of their regulars playing. It's interesting. I give Tampa a lot of credit, and Steve Yzerman and their staff, Julian Brisebois, Pat Verbeek, John Cooper, the coach, Rick Bonus, the associate coach. They brought their whole team here. And these guys have embraced it. Alex Killorn, Montrealers should be really proud. Alex Killorn is not playing in the game tonight, but he practiced his butt off this morning. And he spent the entire afternoon going out to schools here in the Allegheny Mountain area, and especially here in Johnstown. So Alex Killorn is a really an amazing young man, and he did a lot build the game here and build the brand of the National Hockey League here today.
Well, along those lines, we'll revisit Johnstown, Pennsylvania tonight, but last night, as you saw, the first NHL game played in the new rink, and today, Gary Bettman just got through speaking not that long ago. He said the expansion bidding will begin at $500 million. Do you get any kind of, I mean, people are excited. People have been excited. Now that the rink was used for an NHL game, the Canadians were in there. You had the meeting with the Board of Governors today. What can you tell us in terms of a timetable here? Not to get ahead of what's going to happen.
I still think they're going to have expansion, and I still think the expansion teams will begin playing in 2017. So the 2017-2018 season, I believe, I don't know that for gospel, but I believe that sounds like it's on that track or it's planning towards that direction. $500 million doesn't surprise me. I think I've been telling you that for 3 or 4 years. It may even go up if in fact it's open to a bid process. It may even go up, especially when you consider that the Penguins might be sold for $800 million. So anything's possible. The NHL is a growing brand. The numbers don't lie. The TV ratings I shared with you since 2005, when NBC took over the national rights in the States, they've gone up 79%. And just the demographic ratings are even larger. And the growth markets of Tampa, of Las Vegas, of Chicago, of Buffalo, New York, those markets continue to evolve. We only had one that really kind of fell a little bit over the last 3 years, and that's Pittsburgh. They went from the third highest rated market to the fifth. So they've dropped a little bit, and I think part of that is because of disappointment in the playoffs, but you look at it, quite frankly, the league is really in a great spot. It's been in a phenomenal spot for a while, but now the numbers are really speaking to that.
So ratings have increased by nearly 80% of games on NBC.
Since 2005, that is correct.
So the NHL has got a tremendous deal with you guys. NBC needs – how many more years left on this deal?
Till 2021. Okay. That's why I left TSN. I mean, I knew I was going to have very solid employment for 10 years, and that was the way they recruited me to come down. But yes, it's until 2021.
Okay, because this is a fabulous deal. From I know you guys are happy, but the NBC needs more money from the NHL at some point.
You mean ahead. The NHL needs more money from NBC?
Yes. Go ahead, Mitch.
I wish we were getting money from the NHL.
No, those days are long gone. Sports Channel America.
So, Pierre, the other thing, Gary Bettman said that both Quebec City and Las Vegas spent an hour with the NHL executive board outlining, quote, who they are and what their visions are. What do you think Bettman's looking to hear when he's looking for a vision from a team?
The number one thing is professionalism. I would say the second thing, ability to grow the game. What's your vision for the game? How do you want to approach it in your marketplace? What are you prepared to do, especially in a non-traditional hockey market like Las Vegas, to help build your brand? And if I were them, I would use the Dallas Stars as an example. I'd use the Nashville Predators as an example. I'd use the Anaheim Ducks as an example. And I'd use the San Jose Sharks as an example of teams from non-traditional hockey markets that have really grown their brand, and they've built rinks, and they've done amazing things in terms of cultivating young hockey players. That would be what they want to hear more than anything else. In terms of Quebec City, I just think you saw it last night. I had a great email exchange with Pierre LeBrun today, who was at the game. And the thing that really impressed me is just the energy of the fan bases. The fan base, I should say. They really don't have a team or a dog in the hunt there last night. But just the building, the downtown core of Quebec, the people there, the passion for it. I can't go wrong. You know what I've been saying, Mitch Melnyk, for a long time. Can't go wrong in Quebec. Cannot go wrong in Quebec.
Subban to the line. Listen to the fans.
You gotta love it. They're going, go halves, go, and the other half are booing. So it's like pretty much half. I would say half after. I see a lot of red sweaters, though.
Dan Robertson, Sergio Mameso has heard right here on TSN 690. It was a great atmosphere. And Pierre LeBrun's going to join us after 6. As Pierre mentioned, he was on site, and he'll talk more about that. But the actual game itself, Pierre, that top line, as you heard off the top, connected again for the Canadians. I mean, if you know, we don't know for sure until the season starts, and we still might not know for sure until well into the season. But if the Canadians were to draw up the possible scenario of Galchenyuk down the middle with Eller and Semin, three guys who'd never played together, where they would be at this stage of training camp, I don't think they could have drawn it up any better.
Well, I agree. This is where you wanted them to be. You just didn't know if they could get there. It's a long way to go. Don't oversell it. And I don't mean you personally. I mean the team. But I don't think they will. I think they'll manage the expectation really well. again, I was great to hear. We talked about Eller yesterday, and I think he didn't disappoint last night, which is great. I think the biggest thing for Galchenyuk is continue to learn his read and react in his own zone, his faceoff play and his responsibilities, especially in the defensive zone, on faceoff responsibilities. But I think everything's trending in the right direction. Now, again, don't overreact to preseason hockey. And that was not a great Penguin team that was iced last night. Don't overreact to the score, but be happy with the result.
Since there aren't many roster spots available on the Canadiens, if any, is this mostly about evaluating a player's situational awareness and whether to use him in certain situations as opposed to who should be on the roster and who shouldn't be?
Absolutely. I think that's more than fair to say that. People are always watching for where does he fit in, and if he can't fit in right away, what's the potential for him fitting in down the road? What is his ability to deal with pressure? Obviously, that's a pretty special environment last night for anybody that would have been involved. And so some guys probably ate it up, and other guys maybe got eaten up by it. And you have to pay attention to that. But it's a great time of the year because the rosters are getting closer and closer to being named. I spent a lot of time with Steven Stamkos and Ryan Callahan this morning, and these are guys that have been around the league for a while now. And their energy levels were so high. It was a blast watching them practice and then spending time with them after practice. Really, really fun. To see older guys have so much passion for the game.
Pierre, I don't know if you'll have an answer to this, but I'm wondering if and how general managers get a sense to if they place a player on waivers, if that player is going to get claimed or not.
Oh, you usually have a pretty good sense. It's not so much from the GM. It's from the pro scouts that are on the road. They are the lifeline for the general manager. And so that's why you've heard me say this to you guys before. I use the term in many interviews that I've done with owners about managers' positions, about you have to create a superhighway of hockey information that flows through your office that's better than anybody else's. And so you have boots on the ground getting all this information, finding out teams that might have organizational need that you might be able to fill, or teams that would not be afraid to pick up a player on waivers. You hear that kind of talk in press boxes around the league. You hear it when you're traveling with other pro scouts. Sometimes guys put out lifelines saying, hey, you got an overabundance of right wings. We may be interested in player A from your right side. You have any interest in potentially trading them to us or putting them on waivers? That kind of stuff has to be dispensed to the general manager at all times. So create that superhighway hockey information. And you'd be surprised how many GMs know if they put a guy on waivers if he's going to get picked or not.
And that's Bonino as he'll track it down to the corner. Good pass to the front. Nice save by Price. Oh, he robbed Dupuis.
A good sign, Pierre, for anybody who cares about hockey, and especially for Penguins fans. You mentioned they didn't have a great team, but Pascal Dupuis was probably their best player last night.
Well, he's just a great guy. He's not just a great player. He's a great guy. He's an amazing teammate. I know how revered he is amongst the core of the Pittsburgh Penguin team. And the thing that amazes me the most about Pascal, last year when all this bad stuff happened with the blood clotting and the injuries, he never was woe is me. Never once was he woe is me. And I have to share this because it's an insider story. He sent me a text when it looked like I'd be going to Pittsburgh. He sent me a text that was just so amazingly genuine and so polite and so refreshing, I guess, from my point of view, that I couldn't believe that I potentially might be stepping into that situation. So I've always been a fan of his, but I respect him tremendously as a guy.
Penguins and Tampa Bay tonight in Johnstown, Pennsylvania of Slapshot fame. Finishing up with Pierre McGuire on site on Melnick in the afternoon on TSN 690. Paul Hollingsworth of TSN with the Blue Jays at Camden Yards in Baltimore. He'll join us in about 15 minutes. So the Canadiens are now done except for two games Thursday and over the weekend against the Ottawa Senators. What do they do in the meantime other than the obvious, and that is try to decide who goes? I mean, what's their prep like with two games to go in the exhibition season?
Fine-tuning everything. Face-off plays, in-zone coverage, power play, penalty kill, sorting things out in neutral zone reads, establishing roles for players, making sure the players are buying into those roles, making sure that when you are on the ice for game one, You're completely prepared for what the coaching staff and your teammates expect from you. But this is when you fine-tune. This is usually when teams go away and really make sure everything is ironed out before you get going.
And because you mentioned they have their basically their whole team with them in Johnstown, do the Tampa Bay Lightning have the feel of a franchise that believes it should win the Cup this year?
Absolutely. You know, they all know that Columbus is good. They respect Montreal. I told you that last year. They respect Montreal tremendously. They really think the Rangers are a good team. They beat them in Game 5 and 7 in New York in shutouts. So they're a team that's been through a lot over the last calendar year, and they've learned a lot about themselves, and the answer is yes. They really think, and, you know, the guy that seems the most excited is Jonathan Drouin. I think they've created a role for him now that he didn't have last year. And I would expect if Jonathan Drouin gets going the way he was acting and practicing today, that's bad news for teams in the East because they're loaded. This team is absolutely loaded with good players.
Yeah, is he playing with Stamkos?
He looks like he will be playing with Stamkos. Now, here's one other thing. This shows you how much players respect other players in the league. Steven Stamkos and I were talking this morning, and he knew that I had done something with Marty St. Louis last year at a symposium for the NHL and NBC. And he said, yeah, Marty had a great time, and that was great that you had him in there and all that. I'm like, hey, Marty's a great guy. He goes, Phil, let me tell you, I wouldn't be the player that I am today if it weren't for the influence of Marty St. Louis. And I said, you know, it's good that you're telling me that. You should do the very same thing with Jonathan Drouin. And he said to me, he goes, that's actually my role. That's what I'm trying to do with Jonathan Drouin. So it's playing it forward, you know, Mitch. It's just right. Paying it forward.
Steven Stamkos, Jonathan Drouin, Tampa Bay Lightning, Pittsburgh Penguins in Johnstown, PA tonight. Wish I was down there tonight. I'm not big on exhibition hockey, but you know for this
awesome.
One. Talk to you about it tomorrow.
Lady of Fame, though. You can't play Lady of Fame.
Talk to you about it tomorrow, Pierre. Thank you.
Thanks, bud. Take care.
Melnick in the Afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.